Your organization is out with a new study of some of the effects of the Big Beautiful Bill. We've heard so much about that, not only its track through Congress, but some of the impacts that it's going to be having. And I understand that in this report, North Carolina is one of several states that you focus on.
That's correct. North Carolina is one of nine states that we've focused on as sort of representative kinds of states for the whole country. And the report looks at what individuals or families need to go through to qualify for SNAP, which is the food assistance program, TANF, but in North Carolina that's called the For Work First program, which is the assistance for needy families, and Medicaid.
And the name of the report is Barriers to Benefits, and one of the emphasis of your report, not just in terms of the actual numbers, but you also talk about the more difficult path there is to getting these benefits now.
That's correct. And in North Carolina, in some states, they have a consolidated form where Medicaid and, you know, the food assistance program and the program for needy families are combined. There are lots of pages to go through, but in North Carolina, they're not. And if you look at the food assistance program, for example, there are 8 pages of application and 2 pages of instructions. Then, after you get done with that, if you have a needy assistant, you know, qualify for needy assistance, you go through 10 pages of an application and 1 page of instruction. And then if you need Medicaid, you go through 20 pages just to be able to qualify. After you get through filling out the applications and gathering the documents you need, then you have to have an interview, an in-person interview. And that's fine, but the state government, as you know, has been underfunded for years and years, and so the wait time to get those interviews sometimes can be too long for families in need.
Yeah, we've had a big problem in North Carolina, a number of state agencies with the wait times. We've just had an audit on DMV this week, as a matter of fact. Here in North Carolina, I think the thing we have heard the most about has been the Medicaid program, because North Carolina had just gone to the Medicaid expansion about a year ago.
Yes, and that was such a victory for everyone in North Carolina. And it will be impacted by the big, you know, beautiful bill, or, you know, the budget bill that the Trump administration and the Republicans in Congress passed. And it will really create more suffering than is needed because, A, there are more barriers. They put up more barriers. Two, you have to certify yourself as eligible more frequently. And then the Medicaid expansion is in very much in jeopardy, as you noted.
Now, there are also people who are not on Medicaid but have been taking part in the Affordable Care Act provisions, or Obamacare, as it was popularly known for so far. What are some of the impacts there?
Again, not good. I mean, the Affordable Care Act, there's a cut in terms of the amounts of money that are available under it. There's more red tape. But this is about red tape, unnecessary red tape for people to access services they need. And one of the points that we made in the report is that these difficulties in accessing these very basic, things that families need, food on the table, clothes for their children, et cetera. If you have to go through all of those applications and all of those pages of confusing instruction, it is frustrating, and it makes people less trusting of the public sector, and that's not good for a healthy democracy.
Now, you mentioned the amount of forms that people who need these programs are going to have to go through on an individual basis in North Carolina, not a consolidated form. But I also understand that in many cases, there are now some new requirements for in-person interviews.
That is correct. That is correct. And so, again, if you look at the underfunding of the public sector in North Carolina and then the need for interviews, the wait times will really damage families. The increase in wait times will damage families. And that should not happen. The public sector should be consumer friendly. And this is one of the things that we really need to address in every state in the country and nationally.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to highlight some of the aspects of this new report on the impact of the Big Beautiful Bill. Thank you so much, Paige Gartner.
Thank you so much for having me.